Well, ISPs in New York are cracking down on pornography. Jurors in Los Angeles will soon be forced to watch it. A lot of it. This week, jury selection began in the case of Ira Isaacs. Isaacs makes adult fetish films, some scatological, some involving animals. Isaacs says that they're art. Prosecutors say they're obscene and have charged Isaacs with illegally distributing them. Joining us now in studio to discuss this case is former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson. She's now with Loyola Law School here in Los Angeles. Hi, Lori.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So there's certainly no shortage of adult films in this town. It's a huge industry here. So why are prosecutors going after this one particular filmmaker?
Really a hard question to ask, although even his lawyer admits that this could be the worst of the worst. This is hours of film that presumably nobody wants to watch. But in fact, it wasn't this local U.S. Attorney's Office that filed this case. It was a Washington task force. The Bush administration ramped up their obscenity task force. They picked this one that involved really just horrible images involving animals, involving feces. And they said, this is where we draw the line.
And might this indicate something for adult films in the future? Is this task force going to go after other directors, other film companies?
Well, that's the big question. I think the big worry, you know, given the First Amendment, how are they going to draw the line between obscene and non-obscene films? And in California, in Los Angeles, when you're looking at the community standards, where will you ever draw that line?
What struck me about this particular case is that jurors will have to watch literally hours of these films, which sounds like they're pretty hardcore films. It sounds like a lot to ask jurors. Are there any standards in terms of what we expect people to come in and be forced to watch?
This is tough jury duty, frankly, because they are going to have to watch it. They have to watch the whole thing. And they have to decide not whether they like it, but whether there is any type of social, artistic, literary value in it.
Because those are the standards for obscenity, whether or not there's any redeeming artistic value to it, right?
Yeah, so that's been the standard for the last 35 years since the Supreme Court last looked at this. So this jury is going to be forced to watch the whole thing, decide from its community standards, whether there's any literary or social value. And, you know, there once was a Supreme Court justice who said, what's obscenity? Well, I know it when I see it. And that's kind of what the jury has to do here.
The last time that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on obscenity, as you mentioned, 35 years ago, back in 1973, how have our notions of what is and isn't obscene changed, legally speaking?
Well, legally, I'm not sure it has changed. Really, what the legal standard is based upon are the community standards, and those, I think, have changed dramatically. If you'd given this film to a jury 35 years ago, pretty sure we know what the verdict would have been. But now, when we see what else is out there on the internet or even in the movie theaters, it's going to be hard to say that something has no literary value, no artistic value at all, because our standards for that have changed dramatically.
Lori, this week is jury selection. I was reading that yesterday, half of the people said, I want nothing to do with this. I don't want to have to watch any of it. You're a lawyer. What would you be looking for in jury selection if this were your case?
Well, first of all, I'd be very concerned about jurors that have a hidden agenda. It's okay when the jurors say, I don't want to watch this. But what about the ones who say, yes, I do? Are they just people who are really into that prurient interest? And then as a prosecutor, I'd be concerned. Or are those who have a hidden interest to say, we're going to clean up the streets and I want to be the juror on this case who says no more of this?
Lori Levinson of Loyola Law School, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.